Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win, and we all can win. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Citizens Communication Network. You know what I'm loving right now is Elon Musk is making them all crazy. He's just driving them out of their minds. And it's great. No, I mean it. You know, they're so worried. They're accusing him of allowing anti-Semitism. These are the same guys that never say a word about the anti-Semitism that is so obvious, so evident, so in your face at most of our major colleges across the country. Not a word from these people. They're disingenuous. I mean, I say they're frauds, but they're disingenuous at best. Right? I mean, again, the things that they want to accuse, well, not just Republicans, conservatives of as a whole, they're doing themselves. Right? California, well, one California city attorney, he's worried. She's worried about Twitter. So she said that her office here in California will no longer be using Twitter because of the troubling direction the social media platform is moving in. San Diego City Attorney Mara Elliott shared her concerns Tuesday morning, writing that Twitter was moving in a troubling direction, one that promotes hatred, violence, bullying, and false information. Well, like we didn't see that before? We didn't see that before he took over? Twitter's moving in a troubling direction, and she goes on to say, for that reason, my office will no longer communicate using Twitter. At least for a few weeks, anyway. She said, it's not a forum where users can feel respected or safe. We deserve better. Well, do you think conservatives felt safe being attacked by liberals on... Now, when I say safe, see, this is what I told you, they use different dictionaries. When a Democrat says feel safe, they actually feel physically threatened by words on a piece of paper. Well, not even on a piece of paper anymore. Words on the interweb. When we say we don't feel safe or bullied, it's like you know you can't get a point across because they're going to jump all over it. You know, 50, 60, 70 of their unemployed people are going to jump all over this stuff. and just keep spewing garbage, misinformation, and lies. Goes on to say, for that reason, my office won't keep it flying, to get your message out. Elliot said her office henceforth will be using Instagram for news releases, media interactions, and publicly issued legal opinions. Sure. Now, she didn't mention Musk, you know, specifically, but she did say, since it's changed hands, Musk take over Twitter has stoked fear among Democrats. Seriously. They're petrified that with him at the helm, he's not going to do what the FBI and the DOJ want him to do. To squelch stories like Hunter Biden's laptop. It's not going to happen anymore. Well, I hope it's true. Now, of all people, they're accusing Musk of being a far-right, you know, conservative. He's no far-right conservative, nowhere near it. His companies, think about this. His company will pay for you to fly to a city or a state to get your abortion. He'll pay your wages. He'll pay your way back. That doesn't sound like a conservative to me. But see, he doesn't line up 100% with what they want him to do, which is why they're in such disarray. If you're not 100% on their page, you're done. Which I just find hilarious, which means they'll always be tearing each other apart. Musk stated goal in purchasing Twitter was to protect the freedom of speech. Saying in a statement last week in the public square, open to diverse opinion is necessary for democracy to thrive. I mean, what are they afraid of? Open conversation? Well, you know, lies travel faster than truth. At least that's what they keep telling us. That's why their lies traveled so quickly. That's why their lies took root so well. Because there was nobody to stop them and or slow them down. And if you really think for 1 minute that having that, you know, see what they're afraid of is their lower information people are going to see these things. So a lot of people are victims of the last headline they saw. Really. Whether it's on Twitter, the newspaper, on anything. It's nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins will join us after the break. Truly see where your legal rights are at. Lots going on in the news. Lots happening that you, me, and others need to be involved with, need to understand. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, again, there's so much news popping up now. What are we, 7 days away, 8 days away from the election? You're hearing things like the nudist who showed up at Pelosi's house. He wasn't looking for her. Story for another day. But apparently he was an illegal alien, but not the kind you think. He overstayed his visa from Canada. So, again, you want to go through his where he's at, what he had going on? Yeah, not the liberal everybody pegged him as. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We'll be back right after the break. Don't go far. Again, lot happening. We're going to have Brad Dinkins on with us. And are your legal rights really, really being protected? That's what I want to know. I'm not so sure.
60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win these things. Right? You got to get informed and then push forward and don't let anybody get in your way. You know, and again, the reason I tell you to get informed is that when you go to take on an issue, you want to make sure you have a clue. You want to make sure you have something solid to stand on. And that's why I bring you to people who have a clue. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me every week to kind of bring us up on some of the legal issues, legal fights that are going on throughout the country. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always a pleasure to be on the program. Thank you.
All right, going to throw you a little curveball here as we start the program. A dad was very, very upset at books that were offered to his children to read in school. And he brought one of the books that his daughter was supposed to read, and he started to read the book from the podium. The book is called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. The book is very pornographic. in the way he calls out sexual encounters and such. The superintendent shut him down from reading it, made him stop. Now, what happens here? I mean, can this guy go to a court or force a school board or and say, look, if I can't read this as an adult to a bunch of adults, it has no place in my school, I want it out.
Right. Yeah, that father was very justified and also very tactical. This is the approach that we actually recommend for parents who are frustrated about inappropriate literature or books or reading assignments or even material in the library of their child's school. And, you know, they can, there's many different ways of approaching it, but the most effective we've discovered for years has always been the parents going to the school district, say, this is a textbook such and such that my child's been assigned to read or has been in the school library. I'd just like to read some of the portions of it in my time that I have remaining and just read it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it's almost the same response. The superintendent or school administrator say, this is inappropriate. You should not read this here. There's minors here. And the parent will say, this was assigned to my fifth grade daughter. This is what you're assigned, and you say it's not appropriate to be read in public. He says, this is a clear breach of public trust. I expect you to immediately have this book removed and the teacher remanded or replaced, you know, reprimanded or replaced. And I think that's a great tactic. Hats off to the dad. It's very effective and very civil.
Oh, no, I think it's great. Actually, I actually believe, you're right, you're not going to be surprised by this. I actually believe that school board members should read the book. They should be forced to read the book and let you know, so they can hear it, so they can let others know what's in it. That's just my personal opinion. Go ahead and stop them from reading it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, and in fact, what's interesting is, you know, some parents will have like a line of parents. Say like you have 10 parents, you know, in a row, and each of them have say 2 or 3 minutes. And they'll say, okay, I'm going to read chapter 1, you read chapter 2, you read, you know, and they break it up. And so it's just one after another. So it's a full, you know, full dosage of the book. You know, and they can't just say, well, that was just one little small part. That was taken out of context. We've heard that so many times. Oh, it was taken out of context. Well, you really can't say that if you have 10 adults using their 2 or 3 minutes each to read, you know, from the book. So that's another tactic. That's very effective.
Yeah, I always loved that one. That one for me is always funny when they say, "Hey, you know, that whole book was, I mean, that line was taken out of context." That, you know, and that's why you're right. Start reading it from the beginning of the chapter. Start reading it so they know and understand. And you do the setup. The beauty, if you can get a trustee behind you, if you get one of the Board of Education people behind you, which you and I both know is a little tough at times. They're not limited by the 1 minute or the 2 minute rule. You know, they can go ahead and drone on and on and on about a specific situation and or issue. So this is why I've always said you got to make relationships with your school board members. You got to make relationships with people at the board level so you can actually get, you know, things done a little faster, move it forward a little better.
Yeah, that's really a good point. Exactly. It's real important for them to ideally to meet with a friendly school board member. Like, you know, you're a school board member there in Santa Clarita. You're known as the parent advocate, if you will, the children's advocate. The inverse of the teacher union advocate. You know, it's not, definitely not you. You're all about the kids. And so when you find a school board member like you, that's level-headed, you know, respects parents' rights, you know, is looking after the kids, they'll listen. And then, you know, you can say, hey, can you read this? Because you're right, school board members at the meetings, they have more discretion as to what, to the extent to which they want to themselves actually cover things. And so I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because I've had a gamut of parents approach me. And they come up on a regular basis, and they talk, and they call you, and they send you emails. And you start to build relationships with these people, and you realize that their parents are also a tool to get things done. And I think up until now, I've learned this in dealing with some of the ethnic groups. I'm dealing with some of the Indian groups and the Pakistani groups and the Asian groups. They don't trust government, number one. And the ones that kind of do, they have a respect for government, and they don't think they have any place to complain, which is, again, learning a lot in the last year or two in meeting and talking and being part of the community. So it is up to not only the trustee to reach out, but parents need to understand they have a right, they have a place. And matter of fact, I'd even go as far to say, Brad, they're obligated to get involved. They're obligated to pay attention and not just send your kid to school and on a wing and a prayer and hope to God they get something done. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. They are definitely obligated to get involved, and especially when we look at what's going on in our public schools today. It's for those parents who still have their kids in public schools, the stakes are high. It's no longer your generic, neutral educational institution. It's a dangerous institution with lots of indoctrination and policies and agendas that parents need to be aware of, and they need to take responsible action, just like you described.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Like culture is changing, it's swinging, it's moving. Parents are paying attention now, and I'm hoping they actually get more involved. I'm hoping that they get up. We've got an election in a week. I hope they get up and they pay attention and they know what's going on, and they hold the teachers and the administration, for that matter, hold their feet to the fire. We should be. These are your kids. This isn't beefing about an extra gas tax or prices going up at the supermarket. These are your children, and I think that morality, even basic morality for non-believers, has gone out the window, has been flushed. We'll talk more about this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to become Israel's next prime minister, according to Tuesday night's exit polls, allowing the man who was voted out of office this past election to serve a third term. With less than a week to go here in the U.S. until our elections take place, it's a dead heat for control of the Senate. The party that wins two of the three closest states will likely win the majority. Republicans' two best opportunities may be Nevada and Georgia. Democrats are hoping to gain a seat in Pennsylvania. However, that race has become tighter recently. Democrat incumbents appear to have an edge in Arizona and New Hampshire, while close races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin are currently leaning to the right. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GOAT-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, and the way you do that is you get informed. And I told you, I only bring people on who have a clue. And this guy has the clue, okay? Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We'll get down to who and what Pacific Justice Institute is in a minute. Brad, people are saying that Trump got a massive Supreme Court victory today when John Roberts stepped in and put a halt to the, I guess, the January 6th committee wanting his tax returns, which are massive to begin with, you know. But this is a pseudo win. This is just a kind of momentary stay until they can prove why they need them. Correct?
Correct. It's a temporary stay, but it's still very significant. Judges usually don't grant these unless they believe that the odds are more likely than not that that the complaining side is going to prevail, that the Trump side, in this case, the Trump side is going to prevail. But, you know, they're asking for, you know, this temporary stay on the release of the records to the House Ways and Means Committee. Trump's legal team filed a motion asking for the stay on Monday. Boom, it was granted. So this is a significant win by Trump. And it's very important for you to understand what the issue is. The issue here is, can a Congress and the party in power in Congress use its power to go on a fishing expedition to get a hold of tax records that they normally do not have access to? It's sacred just with the IRS and the person who pays the taxes. But this would be the question: do they have the ability to get this information with just speculation and a witch hunt, without any actual legitimate, you know, grounds to show that that they've got, you know, a material case to compel the need? And even then, is that really even the job of the House Ways and Means Committee, or is that something that should be addressed by the IRS or the Department of Justice? Roberts correctly saw this for what it was. This is a political fishing expedition to try to come up with something to stick onto Trump, and if they get away with it, it'll send a loud signal that if you're running for office and your party's not in power in the House, you can be sabotaged. Everything, all your tax records, everything that's supposed to be private, can immediately be scrutinized, twisted, and your privacy completely violated. For purposes of your with the IRS and your tax records. So this is very important. It's going to be very intimidating for people to want to run for office if they think that the party in power can have access to this kind of information willy-nilly to tear them apart. And I'm, notice I said the word the party in power, because that's an appropriate term. We shouldn't be using that term, really, for the United States, but we see this kind of abuse. It's almost like a third-world country, a banana republic. It's like the party in power, the government in power, and how they're able to abuse that power. That's what we're talking about here, and that's why the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, slam on the brakes, not so fast.
Yeah, apparently he's going to, now the January 6th committee has until, what, November 10th, I think it is, to make the case as to why they need these. And, you know, again, hopefully, they won't make the case. There's no, I mean, to your point a second ago, what specifically are they looking for? There's the other thing. Just say what you're specifically looking for and, you know, maybe have an independent panel of three judges look for it for the January 6th people. I mean, I don't know. I don't know which way you'd go with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They need to go out of their way so that this does not set a precedent for what I just described, which is the party in power, in this case the Democrats, can decide to go on witch hunts to knock out people that they don't want to run for office. That's what this is. Everyone knows that's what this is. And even the Attorney General of New York, she came out with her charges and against President Trump. They don't have anything of substance that most people believe right now. They're just using it as a pretext to then subpoena documents, records to try to find something.
Right.
Once again, another witch hunt, a clear breach of their duties and oath to office.
No, I think it's you're so right. It's they're looking for something that might look like a crime they could charge him with, which
right.
I think it's hilarious. And he's been smacking them around forever. They haven't figured out yet that he isn't going to lay over and walk, lay down and walk away. It's just not going to happen. So, all right, listen, before we get rolling here, because we always do, tell people what PJI is, what they do, and how they can help you.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization, very unique in that we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. But we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We work hard to make sure uniquely that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And that's one reason why we uniquely have so many offices all over the United States. No other organization has as many offices, 27 offices in 20 states coast to coast, defending people without charge. So that's what we do, and we're making a big impact. And people, if they need help, if they'd like to support our work financially, they get a tax deduction. If they do, and also we have a great Legal Insider newsletter. We have over 100 cases in active litigation. I think it's 115 now. They can have access to all that on our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And we have another really fantastic resource that everyone's going to want to know about, just about, and that is voter guides. We have them linked on our website for all 50 states. So if someone from Alabama is listening to this, or Iowa, or Maine, or, we have voter guides for all 50 states customized for your state that you can then look and assess the candidates, and a lot of these actually also judgeships, many school board races. It's very, very thorough, and multiple voter guides at that. So it's the place to go, pji.org. I went there. I used it for some of my information and some of my voting decisions myself, so I encourage people to take advantage of it.
You went there? I can't imagine why you would go there.
No, I did. And it was the school board race, believe it or not. I had some doubts, and there's some very credible people who have great voter guides I trust who really scrutinize, and that was it was very helpful. So, even I, a constitutional lawyer who's involved in cases and litigating and scrutinizing things of government at all levels, I had to reference several voter guides just to make sure that I wasn't missing something or making a faulty decision.
All right. Again, I'm going to take a little turn on you here. So is the affirmative action coming to an end? I mean, truly coming to an end, because it's being abused in some cases, is it not?
Oh, yeah. It certainly is.
Go ahead.
I have to admit, I watched Tucker Carlson tonight on his show, and if people haven't seen it, I strongly encourage them to watch his show tonight. It's one of the best I've ever seen. He addresses the issue head on, and he makes it just very clear. You know, this land of the American dream is all about meritocracy. It's about based on your merits, your hard work, and your applying yourself. And with that, everyone has an opportunity for, you know, to make the dream. And now that's being replaced with racism and saying that, no, you have no dream if your skin color is this or that, because we're going to look at skin color, which has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not you're going to be the best doctor, the best scientist, the best policymaker, whatever. It's illogical. It hurts society. It's unjust. It's immoral. He just did an absolutely fantastic job addressing that, and I think that it's something. But after I was done watching, I thought I hope all Americans watch this. It's so logical, so enlightening, and I think it's very telling about where the Supreme Court's going. I predict the Supreme Court will rule at least 6-3.
Really?
Six to three.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I just saw a poll that showed that 63% of Americans are for getting rid of affirmative action in the colleges and making it, you know, merit based.
Yeah, it's we've had reverse discrimination for half a century now. I think it's over. I think we don't need that anymore. Let's go back to, you know, people, a fair and equal treatment under the law. That's right. That's
I don't disagree with you at all. I think what's really funny is now they're telling us that SAT scores or SAT tests are racist. But we'll talk more about that in the second break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Someone's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. Kind of give us an update of what's going on in the law world. What are your rights? What they're fighting for? And what they've got going on as a whole. Brad, you got any hot cases you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let them know the great work you're doing.
Yeah, well, right now we have so many hot cases. We have 115, I think, that the wow. latest count. And with just one of our cases, we're representing over 1,000 employees against the city of San Francisco. That's just one of those cases. We're representing over 1,000 employees. It's pretty interesting. We're keeping very, very busy. I can just mention some of the cases I think are real important. One is dealing with a church that wants to have a preschool. They have effectively been shut down and said, no, you have to have regulations and restrictions that don't apply to non-Christian preschools, including a requirement that you can't have you can't have compel the kids to sing a Christian song or hear Christian Bible stories. This is a church-sponsored private Christian preschool. Really?
This is a Christian, to your point, this is a Christian private preschool. And what you're saying or what they're saying is that you can't have Christian-esque teachings, songs, readings at the preschool.
Yeah, not without allowing each child before the song is sung and before the lesson is taught to have the option to be opted out and placed in another room and then not be required to, you know, it is crazy. We're talking about preschoolers, okay?
Kids can't even tie their own shoes, basically.
Yeah, so this is California. It's the land of the crazies, and with Governor Gavin Newsom and you know, the whole nine yards. So we at Pacific Justice, we're going to bat for this private Christian school that's been shut down, and they're also requiring the kids, every one of these kids, these little preschoolers, to have to wear a mask. And if they didn't wear a mask all the time, and if every child wasn't wearing a mask all the time, then they would be shut down. Even if a parent said, no, I do not want my child to wear a mask, the doctor said, no, it's not healthy for my child to wear a mask, there's no need for it. No, you must wear a mask. And it's very brutal, authoritarian. They can come in without a warrant. The social workers, they can require questioning of anyone anytime. They can look into private files of each child and regarding the parents and the children.
They have Child Protective Services has that much power.
Right, with no warrant, no notice, anytime in a private preschool. This is what this is contended, and it's clearly disruptive of the First Amendment, the Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendments of the Constitution. It's outrageous. So our Chief Counsel Kevin Snyder is doing a great job on this case, and we're really pleased with that. And of course, now we're having to go to bat for pro-life clinics that helping women that are under attack in blue states, where blue state attorney generals like the one in California is trying to go on a witch hunt. So like Trump, but they're going on a witch hunt to find something somehow to justify shutting down pro-life, non-profit pregnancy clinics for women. So we've been called upon, and we've stepped up like we always do, and we're representing them against this outrageous witch hunt, if you will, against the pro-life centers.
Wow, so. I'm amazed. I'm amazed by some of these stupid things that they're doing. Again, I send my child to a private, I don't, I'm saying if I send my child to a private Christian school, there's a reason why I chose a Christian school as opposed to a Jewish school or a Buddhist school or an atheist school, right? I mean, I go there for a specific reason. So basically the state is saying, yeah, well, you're too dumb to know better and your kid shouldn't be exposed to that. Isn't that kind of what they're saying?
No, that's exactly right. It's the state control and oppressive tyranny. That's why this election is so important, why people need to vote for school board members that are not the puppets of the radical left teachers union. Now, some people may be saying to themselves right now, okay, I looked at a voter guide, and for whatever reason, the teachers union, my school district's board of education races, those aren't on there. I don't know who the candidates are that I should vote for. A real easy way to find out who to vote for, I believe, is just go online, put in the name of your school district, say Capistrano Unified School District, candidates endorsed by teachers union. And click that, and you'll see it'll pop up there, and you'll see the candidates endorsed by the teachers union, and then you make sure you do not vote for them, vote for the opposing candidates. That's an easy way to make sure you're not voting for a bad candidate, generally speaking.
Yeah, again, I have to agree with you to the point of watching the latest, I don't know if you saw it, the CTA's, California Teachers Association, State Association, came out with a video. It's a short video, but a video nonetheless, that basically said you should be voting for educators. Educators should be on these school boards so that the teachers have a voice. Well, they have a voice. They have a big voice.
Yes.
They have a lot of power, and they have a big voice. So for this whole, oh, woe is teachers, oh, woe is me, is a bunch of, it's just a bunch of bunk. It's not real. It's not true. So, and again, they have, I mean, think about it. They every reason to put their people on there. They can put the classes together they want to put together. They can have the books they want to have. They can spend the money they want to spend. Seriously.
Right. Yeah. When teachers who are members of the teachers union, which most of them are on the school boards, they have an oligarchy. There's no checks and balances. There's no accountability to the people, to the parents, to the kids. It's carte blanche. whatever they want to do goes, irrespective of the impact on children or parents and families. So generally speaking, I generally encourage people, if they're not sure who to vote for, they can't find out who's endorsed by the teachers' union, generally to opt away from voting for a teacher to be on the school board, because they already have so much power and their voice is already heard so very loudly through their teachers' union.
You know, I'm not going to disparage every teacher, but I find it interesting that you always hear how underpaid the teachers are, how much they don't make, and how much we take advantage of them. And they're such, and they are. They are. I mean, the majority of teachers, in my humble opinion, love the kids, want to just teach the kids. They don't, you know, they're not in all this craziness that's going on.
Yes.
But teachers are not paid poorly. Teachers are paid well, especially here in California. Are they going to be millionaires? No. Nobody becomes a millionaire being a teacher. But they've got great health benefits. They have great eye and dental. They have vacation days galore. They work hard, but they work 9 months out of the year, right?
Yeah.
When you
think
of all the vacations, the days off, and so forth.
Yes. Teachers have great benefits overall as a general rule. In fact, a private school teacher is paid 40% less than a public school teacher. Private schools have no problem getting teachers to work there. So their salaries are above what you say the free market, are well above what the free market would necessarily give, and arguably. But also when we talk about teachers running for school boards, the teachers that are going to run for school boards are the ones that the teacher union is supporting. It's not going to be a teacher that, you know, is for parents' rights and putting the kids first and is challenging the radical left of the teachers union. No. That teacher is going to have the support of the teachers union. He's going to be picked and encouraged to run by the teachers union, which means, generally speaking, that teacher is going to be the enemy and opposition of the average parent who wants education and not outrageous indoctrination and the pronouns, the CRT, and LGBTQ, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, no question about it. You see it happening now. You see some of the comments, you know, and you can always tell the Democrats, the hardcore Democrats that are running for school board, because they all say the same thing. I support teachers. We need to pay teachers more. We need to this. We need to that. And I always love I can't even get my challenger in a debate with me, because I always love saying, do you even know how much money goes to the students? Do you know how much the budget is? Do you know how the budget is cut up? 9.5 out of 10 times, they have no clue. So when they say, I'm going to get more money in the classroom, you go, well, how much goes there now? I don't know. Then how do you know you get more money in the classroom? Do you even know how to get it there? Right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you compare it with private schools, actually, on average, private schools actually spend less per child, you know, as far as per child, to accomplish their objectives than public schools. Public schools are very expensive when it comes to what taxpayers are actually having to pay for. And that's why school choice is also very important, and why I think it's going to continue to increase. It's going to cause our public schools and private schools to be much more competitive, to give parents more choice. With more choice comes competition, and with competition comes better education for the kids.
Well, we don't have the time for it, but I was going to ask you what a co-op was. Are they going to be able to skirt or not have to adhere to these mandates? In California, it'll come down, you know, mandating the COVID-19 shot. You have about 15 seconds.
Generally, yes. Homeschoolers and homeschool co-ops will be generally protected, assuming there's not a new law to challenge that. We at PJI will stand behind the homeschoolers, without a doubt.
We're going to have to talk about that law next time around. PJI.org. People, head out there. Find out what they're about. Help them out. Give a donation. Come on back. Tom Del Beccaro will join me in the next hour to talk about California politics.